This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a one-day visit to Karnataka today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will flag off three Vande Bharat Express trains at KSR Railway Station in Bengaluru. It includes trains from Bengaluru to Belagavi, Amritsar to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra and Nagpur Ajni to Pune. Thereafter, he will flag off Yellow Line of Bangalore Metro and undertake a metro ride from RV Road Ragigudda to Electronic City Metro Station. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of urban connectivity projects in Bengaluru and address a public function. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of Bangalore Metro Phase 3 project worth over 15,610 crore rupees. The total route length of the project will be more than 44 kilometers with 31 elevated stations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the arrival of the first freight train to the Kashmir Valley, marking a significant milestone in connecting the region to the national freight network. Responding to a social media post by the Union Minister for Railways, Ashwini Vaishnav, the Prime Minister said it is a great day for commerce and connectivity in Jammu and Kashmir, and the development will enhance both progress and prosperity. Mr. Vaishnav, in a post yesterday, said that the first freight train reached the newly commissioned Anantnag goods shed in the Kashmir Valley from Punjab. He said transportation by railway network will reduce cost for the citizens living in Kashmir Valley. The Election Commission says it has delisted 334 registered unrecognized political parties, RUPPs, which have failed to fulfill the essential condition of contesting even a single election for 6 years since 2019. The offices of these parties could also not be physically located anywhere. These 334 registered unrecognized political parties are from different states and union territories across the country. National political parties, state political parties, and registered unrecognized political parties in the country are registered with the poll body under the provision of the Representation of the People Act. As part of a tainted land deal in Gurugram, Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra's husband and businessman Robert Vadra received 58 crore rupees as proceeds of crime, Enforcement Directorate told a special court in a money laundering case. While 53 crore rupees were routed through Skylight Hospitality, another 5 crore rupees were routed through Blue Breeze Trading, said the ED in its charge sheet against Vadra and others. The special PMLA court in Delhi has fixed August 28 to take cognizance of the ED complaint and issued a notice to Vadra. The federal agency in its prosecution complaint said these funds were utilized by Vadra to acquire immovable properties, make investments, advance loans and settle liabilities of his various group companies. The Sikkim government has taken elaborate steps to celebrate Har Ghar Tiranga initiative with full enthusiasm. Senior officials in the Culture Department, who is the nodal agency to implement the program in Sikkim, informed that 1 lakh national flags are to be distributed among citizens. The Culture Department will hand over the tricolour to district administration so that they can distribute amongst residents. On the 12th of August, Tiranga rally to be held from MG Marg at Gangtok in presence of Governor and Chief Minister. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday for about 40 minutes, the presidential palace in Brasilia said. It added that Putin briefed him on talks with the United States and recent peace efforts related to the war in Ukraine. The two leaders also discussed cooperation within the BRICS bloc of emerging economies and reviewed the current international political and economic situation. The conversation with Lula is the latest of a flurry of calls between Putin and foreign leaders in recent days ahead of the Russian president's expected meeting with US President Donald Trump next week. The Indian women's team stormed into the semi-finals with superb performances converted into victories yesterday in Asia Rugby Under-20 Championship Sevens being played at Rajgir in Bihar. After defeating Kazakhstan in their first match, the Indian girls thrashed UAE team in the second clash. In the afternoon match with a commanding 31-7 triumph over UAE, the team excelled to semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.